Backpack Broadcasting continues to bring you the best original sports content, but now you can get more of the content you love. For as little as $3 a month, you can get access to bonus content, including behind-the-scenes footage and interviews from the Sports Walk, Sideline Stories, or the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. All this exclusive content comes via Patreon. There are tiered levels of patronage, and each Backpack Broadcasting patron receives exclusive perks. Your support helps Backpack Broadcasting create more of the original content that you love. Visit Backpack Broadcasting's Patreon page and become a patron today. This episode of Ain't Hard to Sell podcast, Dexter Henry, Brian Fonseca. And Brian's laughing already because this is going to be interesting. We usually kick it off, we say the number, just so you know, this is episode 51.
I have a tear in my eye.
Yeah, I started off laughing and crying because I just heard the most ridiculous
Wait, name Greg is
for a place that I don't even believe exists. Yeah. Like, I looked it up, and now I found out
you've never
exist.
Heard of Uba Duba. Greg, okay, no, Greg, hold on.
Look, to listeners there, if some place was named Uba Duba, would you want to go there? Because I wouldn't want to go there. That sounds like a place where you take kids to get scared.
The back of my head is in pain right now.
Uba Duba?
Look at your face.
What?
Yeah, that's a gum company.
Okay, hold on. So you mentioned Funtime USA.
Yeah.
And the reason why...
Do you know what Funtime USA is?
Yes.
Okay.
You said an arcade. This is why I thought of Uba Duba.
It was a huge arcade in Brooklyn. I used to take my nephew there, so yes.
So it's in Brooklyn, okay. Funtopia is what I thought you meant. And Funtopia, formerly known as Uba Duba, was... was an arcade thing
so I see.
In Middle Village, right next to Christ the King, where I ventured as a child.
So it's funny because I know of Funtopia, and Funtopia is basically the same thing like Funtime USA used to be, Greg. So it's the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, they had like little things for kids, Family Fun Center, arcade, that kind of thing. Now, I'm looking it up now. I see the laser tag. Thank God.
Uba Duba was awesome, first of all.
Whoever, the name is not awesome, but whoever decided to name it Uba Duba in the first place, like, I want to know who that person is.
Is that an LLC?
I'm not taking anybody seriously with the name Uba Duba. None of us took it seriously. Everybody laughed when you said the name.
Yo, I hated the name as a child,
how
too.
You? But you were like, y'all ain't been an Uba Duba? Like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, you're saying that name out loud?
I thought it was more known, but I forget. You guys probably weren't around Middle Village, which is right by Ridgewood, so my head hurts. Oh, my God.
Uba Duba.
So, yeah, it was an arcade. It had, like, I don't know, the ball pit? Is that what it's called?
Yo.
They had one of those things, laser tag, a little mini bowling thing. They had arcade games. I think they had NBA Jam. I'm not even lying.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to say that? Because you think I'm going to like it because they had NBA Jam?
Mini golf.
I do like any place that has NBA Jam.
Nah, yeah. I was mad, yo. Nah. I wasn't bringing the girls to Uba Duba. That was...
It just sounds bad.
That wasn't my
Sorry.
Spot. You
sounds
know
bad. I would never tell anybody Uba Duba was my spot, ever. It's like, why did anybody think...
Call Funtopia.
You know what? They do have an LLC because it was a privately held company in Middle Village.
Yeah, it was. Those were the days, man.
Yeah, you know what? This goes down into the...
They had good arcade pizza also.
No. This is where I get into a rabbit hole, right?
Oh, we're there already.
Because things like this happen, and I'm now looking up, why was Uba Duba named Uba Duba? Because, like, this is going to bother me.
I never questioned it as a child.
How?
I don't. I was a child. I was like, I was mad young.
Listen, no, my mom told me when I was a kid that we're going to Uber do it. I'd be like, why? I'm not going there.
Yo, Craig here.
Have you even ever thought about what the names mean?
Nah.
So, according to Urban Dictionary, Uber is a satisfying to wield adjective to exclaim hugeness, bigness, greatness, although not in the almighty sense. Formed from the similarly sounding German word Uber. Correct way to say it.
Oh, Uber. That's why Uber has the German things over it.
You just got that?
Wow.
The two dots? I didn't know. Wow.
I didn't know.
Wow. Well, you're learning a lot in this podcast.
I didn't realize Uber was a German word.
You also have no idea what Uber Duba means. So, and nobody took it to. Anyway, if you say Uber danger in the event of bad things, sweating. Apparently that's like the correct way.
I'm sweating profusely. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's also an adjective for annoying. annoying, it's in between annoying and pissing off. To go through a small hole. Pop up ads Uber me.
Small hole or hole?
Hole.
Okay. Nah, like, come on, man.
you're questioning that. You still haven't questioned the meaning of Uber Duba. Now,
no.
I'm trying to put these words together. What does Duba mean?
Oh, I'm in pain.
Oh, man, this is going to be interesting.
I'm in the gym.
This is even interesting that this was a place for kids, and this is the definition that comes up. Duba. This is also according to Urban Dictionary. One who appears physically and/or mentally retarded. Sentence that could be used. Those kids in front of the school, Caitlin Shannon and whatever this other name is, act like Dubas.
Yo, how do you act like a Duba?
You went to a place that was called Big Retarded?
pretty much. Or, here's the second definition. Duba, also known as a stuffed bear. Orange in skin tone, a bit shorter than a foot, wore after years of usage, only passed to someone you love. Derived from an odd tribal language called Kentanakervin. Related words in language are Juba, Shuba, and you would say this, that is a cool Duba in your bed. Duba lays with big dog. Yeah, I mean, look.
Greg.
Oh,
big,
man.
Big retarded bear.
Wow. Wow. Urban Dictionary has two more definitions for Duba. Does anybody want to care to know what these are?
Oh, hell yeah. We're already there. We can't deprive the Ain't Hard to Tell listeners of this.
All right. So this is one. This one is going to.
This is why people like the episodes when we don't have guests.
Brian, because Brian tends to sometimes be immature.
Yeah.
He's going to be all here for this one, this definition.
This is great.
The third definition of Duba.
Oh, boy.
Are you allowed to say retarded, by the way? Are we allowed to say that?
I was reading Urban Dictionary's definition. That wasn't me saying it. I just happened to be reading what Urban Dictionary said. I attributed it to them. So don't come for me, PC correctness people.
All right. We're good there.
Should be saying mentally challenged. That's what Urban Dictionary should be saying, but that's not what they said.
Okay. Anyway.
This is probably even more problematic.
Oh, yes.
Third definition of Duba. Giving it to a drunk chick in the ass.
What? And then,
That's not all.
Why would they name this place for kids?
Yo, what was going on there?
Yo, this was my spot. Like, you could ask my mom.
You need to reclaim another spot.
I'm questioning
you.
Oh,
I've been claiming another spot.
I'm questioning you. I told your mom.
I told you I had a very interesting childhood.
Yeah,
clearly. Yeah.
And then I would go home and listen to rap.
Oh, yeah. This doesn't finish. Remember, giving it to a drunk chick in the ass, and then
more.
That person who does that then takes a dump in her pants.
Oh, that's worse than the Cleveland Steamer.
Dropping a deuce in her pants will. This is according to Urban Dictionary. Again, people, this is not me. I'm reading this off of Urban Dictionary. Dropping a deuce in her pants will confuse her when she wakes up with a sore ass.
Wait, dude.
All that sounds real rapey, man.
Who came up with those meanings?
Do you know what a Cleveland Steamer is?
No, and it involves Cleveland. So
you want an Urban Dictionary something? Yo, I'm going to pull up the Cleveland Steamer one while
you
keep
do
going.
That.
Yeah.
They use this in a sentence. This is what's funny about Urban Dictionary. They actually find ways to put this in a sentence. Girl, colon, quote, I woke up this morning. My ass was killing me, and I had shit in my pants. I think someone gave me a Duba. Really? Really?
Yo, how did we start this podcast off with this?
I don't care. I'm good with it.
Oh, man.
I have the Cleveland Steamer definition.
Wow. The last one is on Urban Dictionary is absolutely
very problematic.
Racist.
Oh, it's
and it's on Urban Dictionary.
It's on Urban Dictionary.
Why did they name it?
We're gonna go through. People need to know this.
You need to talk to those owners.
Not no more. I don't think they own it no
Duba.
More.
This is the fourth definition of Duba, apparently. So, no matter what you thought the name of this, according to Urban Dictionary, this name of this place is all bad. Nothing's good.
I'm sure when I was young and I was walking through Metro Mall,
said to your mom, "What's a Uba Duba?"
No.
How does that not come up?
Uba Duba. That's why. Uba Duba sounded like a playful name
for
a playhouse. No. I could say that now as an adult, it doesn't, but I was like, eight.
He was having fun.
It sounds like a place where people would go to like touch the kids. That's what it sounds like.
Maybe it was.
That's what it sounds like.
I don't look when I'm when
it
I was.
It sounds creepy.
I wasn't questioning that many things until I got to like maybe 10, 12.
But here's the thing,
which is why I'm on the path that I'm on now.
Even till this podcast, you actually had not questioned the name.
I didn't even know we were gonna go here today.
Neither did I. I didn't know this either. All right, fourth definition, people.
Which I kind of
and this is interesting to me because I'm just. It's one thing to just see things in real time unfold. Duba, fourth definition. When you are speaking with an African American and you can't understand a word coming out of their mouth.
Yeah, crazy.
Here's the sentence.
Yo, damn.
Man, ho had down come up and done stole a car a man. I'd be like Uba Duba Diba Bane. You know what I'd be saying, man? Who wrote this? Who wrote this?
That is so problematic.
Nah, that can't be real, man.
It's. I mean, not to say because on the internet is real. It's Uber. It's Uber. Uber.
What did you just read?
Racist. I don't know what I just read, and I don't know why. I don't know anybody who speaks like that. But if they do, I wouldn't call them a Duba. I'd just be walking away. Like, no. I seriously want to know, and we're gonna have to put a poll on this with the podcast. I really want to know if anybody had actually known the definitions of either of these words before. Because Brian went through all of his life and didn't care to question it, which is super problematic to me.
But you know, I can't even defend it.
No, you can't. You can't defend it. Like, what is this?
I mean, people live their lives and don't question a lot of things.
I think I agree.
So there's also that. Another poll, I'm just going to be like, do you remember Uba Duba? Yeah.
Well, somebody's from Queens,
all my Ridgewood people. Ridgewood, Bushwick, Middle Village, what's that other? Massmouth, they'll probably know.
Like, it's crazy. I can't find, like, nobody did an article on these people, and it's probably, you know, was pre-internet, because I think they changed their name in 2005.
Yeah, but see, I was 11. I was 11 in 2005.
This is all I can say right now. I'm a parent. If there was a place called Uba Duba, I'm taking my kid there.
Yo, we went there. I think we went there. To celebrate making the playoffs, Little League Baseball League, in one of our Little League Baseball Leagues, one of the years that we were there, and we were good.
I don't like the name.
And we used to play in Brooklyn. Like, we used to play in East New York. We went there.
Well, this podcast is going to be about the places you miss, or things you miss, because it's kind of be a theme here. And this is a place you miss Uba Duba.
Wait, Cleveland Steamer.
Don't try to sidestep the question.
Wait, you're going to ask me a question?
I was asking you this. You miss Uba Duba.
Oh, do I? Yeah. Not currently. Do I miss that time of my life?
You have fond memories of your childhood in a place called Uba Duba.
Oh, yeah. I told you that.
Fond memories in your childhood of a place called Uba Duba.
Yes.
One day, if you ever have children, you're going to tell them, I played in a place called Uba Duba.
I'm glad you said it.
I don't think he's going to repeat those words ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to repeat those words to my child. I feel some kind of way about that. Like, Daddy, what's Uba Duba?
I'll probably tell him it was Funhouse. Which is what it was, what was the other name?
Funhouse
USA?
Funtopia.
Funtopia, whatever.
Why are you lying to the kids, though?
No, Funhouse is how we got here. Thank you, Greg.
Why are you lying to the kids, though?
What do you mean?
By telling your child that it was a name that it wasn't.
First of all, I don't have a kid.
If you did, this was all hypothetical if you had a kid.
I don't like this hypothetical.
I'm just lie to the kids and tell them that, you know, it's not what it was.
You know what?
Yo, do you know what the moral of this is, people? Can't trust somebody who went to Uba Duba. Can't do that.
Especially with those four meanings. Like, no.
Nah.
I didn't know any of the four meanings.
They got you told.
Yo, if you asked me when I was little what that meant, I don't know if I'd had an answer.
I just don't understand how that didn't come up.
Look, man, I was a pretty good baseball player back in the day. That's all I was caring about when I went to that place. Mm. And getting home after.
It was probably a nickname from one of your family members, but they just didn't know how they came up with it. And now you find out those meanings, and it's like, all right.
I don't know about all that.
And maybe it is. Because how can you name it that with all those meanings?
I mean, I'm not saying that we should take these Urban Dictionary meanings.
It's alarming, but that's what you would attach to Uber and Duber, though.
I've never heard anybody use those words.
Do you want to know what a Cleveland steamer is?
No.
Probably not.
Are you prepared for this definition?
Probably not.
It don't even sound
how do you wait, how do you not know what a Cleveland steamer is and I do?
Why would we want to know?
Because I probably wouldn't look in. You know what? Let's just get my reaction in real
life without hearing it. Wait, I'm going to read it.
Sometimes I'm going to let you read it. Sometimes
it's don't read it first. I want to read it first.
Well, he knows what it means. He knows what it means.
You're
well,
reading it already? You're ruining it?
Yeah. All right.
A Cleveland steamer.
I actually knew about this, but I did not know the... Oh, I wasn't aware of the second part of the act. I was aware of the first part of the act.
Education on the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast.
Wow.
So, a Cleveland steamer is a sexual act by nature, which is a fetish, when... one person craps on the other person's chest, and this is very important. Greg's already making a face, and then sits down and rocks back and forth like a steamroller. What?
Yo, this is why Cleveland's never won.
Greg this said, is why Cleveland's, this is never, why Cleveland's never won.
Things like that. You can't attach your name to something like that and think you're going to win championships.
The second definition says...
there's more than one. I'm impressed when there's more than one of you.
There are... hold on. There are six definitions of this.
Yeah, don't read all these.
The Cleveland steamer does not necessarily involve the rolling back and forth to and from, per se, of said dookie.
Okay, I'm done. Here. I'm
done here. Rather than the term steamer, let me just finish this sentence.
So now there are...
The term steamer refers to the relative temperature at which a growler is produced.
Okay, I'm done.
Yeah, it's time for sports, man.
I'm done here.
How did Knicks play?
Greg said it's time for sports.
How did Knicks play?
I don't
the rectum
know.
Being 4 degrees all right, above. All right,
okay, okay. See, now we're talking about people who are taking temperatures in rectums. Brian. What? Who? How'd you make that definition? Like, who's taking the temperature to find out that was the official temperature?
Where did I first hear of the Cleveland steamer before? That's what I'm trying to remember.
I don't know. I'm glad I never heard of it to this point before.
Thank God.
You're welcome.
Actually, I was pretty glad my day was going pretty good without ever hearing of Uber
that
Duba.
Means we were living life.
And this guy has the nerve to be like, yo, y'all ain't never went to Uber Duba?
Yo, there's another variation of it.
I'm good. I am good. I am so good. I'm good.
I kind of don't want to deprive the people of this.
No, the people need to be deprived. Nobody needs that. Nobody needs that in their life.
This one is especially disgusting.
Who's doing that without your consent?
That's what I'm saying. Because if someone doesn't know what it is and someone says, yo, I'm going to do that to you, if they know.
Wait, no. First of all, nobody should ever be saying anything in any way like, I'm going to do that to you in the word that and you're okay with it. I will never be okay with that. Ever.
This third one is especially disgusting.
Not as smart.
I kind of want to get through this third one. Just this third one.
You don't.
All right.
You live for this.
It says...
you love this.
A chili dog is where you poop on a girl's chest.
No.
And then...
No.
And then...
No.
And then you... How do you clear this up? You titty smash her.
This is disgusting now. Now it's just disgusting. Like, all right, yo, you gotta wrap it up.
I think we're good.
Wrap it up, man.
I think so. This is the most intriguing...
Apparently this is done when people break up with each other a lot. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. wow.
I wonder if there's a... Speaking of sports, I wonder if there's a sports team named the Cleveland Steamers.
It sounds like a sports team.
I'd hope not.
I bet you
there is. It sounds like a minor league baseball team.
Does. I bet you that... Oh, there's a logo. Ooh.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like a sports team.
Oh, man.
There was
then you can see a steam
now,
logo.
Now our artwork director, Beth Finis, is going to have to put this in the...
yeah,
in the thumbnail of the podcast.
He's going to laugh when I shoot him the text. All right, this is what we talked about in episode 41. Uber Duba and Cleveland Steamers.
Good luck, Matt, finding a logo for Uber Duba. I want to see that one. I still don't know what that means.
The original Cleveland Steamers were a short-lived team in the league, they're calling it, during the 1940s. but were one of the teams that disbanded when the league was consolidated.
It's baseball?
From 12 teams to 6 during World War II. This is baseball, I think.
Huh.
No, this is football. Oh, that makes more sense. Because the league is called the Blitz.
Oh, okay.
They were a Division III? Division III in what? College? Was there a college team named the Cleveland Steamers?
This is how you go down these rabbit holes. This is how these things start. Like, it happens to me all the time. And I'm like,
they had a linebacker named Faquan Calhoun back in the 1940s.
Wow. Faquan in the 1940s? Wow.
No, that can't be real. That can't be now. That can't be current. This has to be a new roster.
Faquan in
1940? That has to be a new roster, man.
Damn.
Nah.
It was real tough for him, man. We know that. It's tough for him. It was definitely tough for him. But anyway, people are wondering, how did we even get onto this topic of
like 30 minutes in
random almost. Things that occur. But we started talking about places that we miss. You know, you have these places in your life. We're talking about things back early in your life. Like, some of it is around food. Some of it is around places like Uba Duba that you shouldn't have been going in the first place. But we all have these places that we missed. It's just kind of like nostalgic. And Greg, who's doing the video for us, he brought up Funtime USA, which was an arcade in Brooklyn. And it made me start thinking about a place I miss. So there was an arcade that, at the time when I grew up in East Flatbush, and it's funny, then my parents moved close to where this arcade was. We literally lived 5 blocks away. And then it closed down. There was a little spot. People from Brooklyn will know what this is. If you were going on your way to Kings Plaza in between Marine Park and Omeo Basin, which my parents moved to, Omeo Basin, there was a spot called Fairyland. It was right. Wait, you're laughing at Fairyland?
Come on.
You went to Uba Duba?
Fairyland? Fairyland is crazy.
What's wrong with Fairyland?
That's a wild name.
You have, they're like little pictures of Tinkerbell.
Come on. I'm not enjoying that.
What?
I told you Uba Duba had pizza and a ball pit and arcade.
I know what.
We had NBA Jam and you had fairies?
There are no fairies. I'm about to explain. There were pictures of fairies around Fairyland that resemble Tinkerbell playing on the whole Peter Pan thing. You see the difference here? I can explain what Fairyland is.
I explained to you what Uba Duba was.
No, you didn't.
Not the definition, but I told you what it was.
Hold on. You can tell me what the place is.
The arcade,
but you can't tell me what the title of the place means.
Oh, who cares?
So anything should just be called anything? Oh, really? So
When you're 10 years old, you don't think about those things.
I happen to disagree. Because I guarantee you. I guarantee you if there was some kiddie place and it was called Predatory, nobody's taking their kid there, right? So the name of the place does matter. It matters.
You want me to text my mom and be like, yo, why'd you bring me to Uba Duba?
Yes, I do want to know from your mom why she brought you to a place called Uba Duba. I also want
to
know.
To be fair, they changed their name to Funtopia.
You know why? You know why? You know why? Because I think that happened at some point, they were like, yo, somebody questioned.
Urban Dictionary and it's subtle.
Was there an Urban Dictionary in 2005?
Yeah. Probably was.
And they probably saw what it was about, and they were like, oh, yo, we can't do this. They're like, yo, they got us.
Oops. You're crying.
Oops, they got us. Sorry. Hey, you're going to get on me about Fairyland?
Nah, you're bugging out, Brian.
Are you kidding me? Like, what's wrong with the name Fairyland?
Come on, man.
Let me also explain what Fairyland was. It wasn't just an arcade. There was a Burger King that still exists that's there.
We had a Burger King, too. We had a Burger King right next to Funtopia.
Yeah, it was adjacent to it. So the Burger King was adjacent to it.
We had the Burger King with the ones that they had the little limo cars, and you could sit in there and eat.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we had those. I used to sit in those all the time.
The Burger King, you went to a place called Uba Duba. The Burger King was there adjacent to Fairyland. Fairyland was it was an arcade, a mini arcade, not a big arcade like Funtopia or Funtime USA, but a mini arcade, and then next to the arcade, outdoor were like little rides that kids could go on. There wasn't anything crazy or big, but it was for like little kids to get on. So, you know, Fairyland, you're having the imagination, you're going through a little Alice in Wonderland, they had like a teacup ride, a little train thing. Fairyland fit for what it was. You were going there to play in your imaginative world. Uba Duba?
Fairyland actually sounds like a spot where like teens would kick it like on a Friday or something.
Teenagers.
Teenagers? Teens kicked it in the arcade there for sure.
Yeah, but they're not texting the homies being like, yo, I'm at Fairyland, come through.
Why not?
Yeah, back
Greg.
For one, well, couple of things. Back then at that time, there was no texting of the homies. Because there was no texting. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was no texting. Like, even to the point, it closed. I think they closed when I was 15 because I moved to that neighborhood. I think it was my sophomore year in high school. So about 15, that's, you're talking 98.
When did text messaging become a thing?
Well, it was kind of really like 2001. But 98, nobody was texting.
So like, after Y2K.
But you might call the homie and be like, yo, we're going to be at Fairyland playing this NBA Jam or Street Fighter. Come through.
We're at NBA Jam, too. I don't know if we're at Street Fighter.
I'm way more confident saying come to Fairyland than saying come to Uber Duba.
Absolutely.
Listen.
Definitely going to be more confident about saying that. Nobody's going to be like, yo, hey, yo, sir, what's
I'm
up?
I'm going to say, yo, pull up
the you trying to hang out at Uber Duba?
It was Funtopia after 2005.
But you spent a good amount of your childhood in some place called Uber Duba.
I say, yo, come to O. Come to O.
Yo, OD. Yo, come to OD. OD. Yo, no, come to OD.
Remember, going back, remember, I did not like the name.
I'm not so sure about that.
No, I just didn't care to like be like, what is, like, I never, I don't remember questioning.
Clearly nobody, nobody did to Urban Dictionary.
Honestly, you would have to ask my mother. I don't remember.
So here's what I want to do.
Which also could be.
At some
point. That sounds problematic. It's not what you think.
No,
anyway.
At some point in life, I feel like this could happen in the next 3 to 5 years and we will just. Come and do another podcast on this. At some point, we'll be looking for some place to take my daughter to have a fun time. And Funtopia USA is going to come up. And we're going to take a trip to Middle Village. And we're going to take Simone there. And the first thing we do is I want to speak to the manager. And I want to know. I want to know.
It might be a different manager.
It might, but he might know the history.
There's some Ponzi stuff that went on in my neighborhood.
Maybe, but maybe he knows the history. He can speak of it. I'll be like, hey, this place is called Uber Duber back in the day. Yeah, don't laugh. We know the name's ridiculous. Why was it called Uber Duba? Maybe he's got the answers. Somebody.
Or he might not even know because that was, we're talking about a couple years from now, so it will have been, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Maybe he does know. But somebody, you know what the problem is? You didn't ask the questions. Your mom didn't ask the questions. Somebody's
got
to ask the important questions here.
You want me to go back there now at 24 and be like, yo, why was this place called Uber Duba for part of my childhood?
Absolutely.
I don't think it goes that deep.
Yes, deep.
It should be deep.
You don't know how that affected you. You were walking to a place called Uber Duba. And you were fine with it. A whole bunch of people were fine with it in this community.
You don't know. You don't know how that affected your psyche.
You don't know.
Your thought process as a kid. Maybe this is why you're doing podcasts now.
Yeah, and getting excited about Cleveland
You're a little
Steamers.
Deranged.
And getting excited about Cleveland Steamers. This is the side effects of this, people. When you go to a place called Uber Duba. This is what happens. Now I'm really thinking that should be the title name of this podcast.
What?
Uber Duba.
Yeah, probably.
Do you remember Ranch One?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
But I never ate at Ranch One.
Because this is how this came up. Because I was talking about, so me and Miles is our engineer today. We were talking about food places that we missed originally, and I'm already hungry. So I brought up Ranch One because there was one in Elmhurst that I used to go to because I had a friend in Elmhurst or whatever, right? And there was another one in Queens Center Mall. And I Wikipedia'd Ranch One. And apparently there was some stuff that went on as to why this closed, because apparently in 2001 they had some mafia connections, and then years down the line, stuff happened, and then yeah. So I told you I was messing with some stuff back in the day.
Well, I'm just shaking my head because if the people listening here are watching, please make a connection here.
What?
A lot of Brian's childhood and things that he missed are in some shady ass places. Shady ass
mafia.
Places. He's got mafia. Duba. Something named Uber Duba.
In 2001,
come
Ranch,
on, man.
In 2001, Ranch One co-owner and vice chairman James Chikara and Sebastian Rometta, another executive at the company, pleaded guilty to stock fraud in connection with the Colombo mafia crime family.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, they were welcome. Oh. Okay.
Mob ties. Yo, shout out to Drake. Shout out to Pooch and Scotto.
I told you, I didn't say nothing about them boys. They gonna come for you.
Chikara was reportedly caught on tape by the FBI admitting that he used donations to Abraham Frutch Handler's... what?
Still a better name than Uber Duba.
of some Rabbi Chamberlain Orthodox Jewish University to launder money to pay brokers.
Why? Okay, so used to pay brokers. The nostalgia here is you love their food. So what did you love? So I never.
I used to just get a chicken Philly combo, and I didn't question it.
That's there you go.
See,
that's the name
this
of the podcast.
Why,
I didn't question it.
This is why I'm a journalist now because I have questions have now that I should have asked before.
Yeah, clearly.
This is my life. This is what you discover on the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. These brokers allegedly hyped. This is the last sentence. These brokers allegedly hyped the stock of the New York City-based food retailer Manhattan Soup Man, modeled on the Soup Nazi character from the TV sitcom Seinfeld.
Okay. Yes.
So Ranch One had mob ties, and I used to eat their food. Another place that I missed that doesn't have mob ties
was sure.
Quiznos. I think we could agree on Quiznos.
Quiznos is good.
I don't know if they have mob ties. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong.
I didn't have Quiznos till like late in college. We spoke about this before. I know Miles, our engineer, he loves Quiznos. You love Quiznos too, right, man? Yeah, Quiznos is good. They toasted the bread, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
before Subway did.
Yeah.
You lying, cheating.
I am not a big fan of a lot of sandwich places. Sometimes I'm going to sandwich places. So I'm like,
good.
Quiznos was good though.
I had one in Maryland. Was it earlier this year? I think it was earlier this year. It was really good. Because there was three by me. There was one in, where was it? Ridgewood or Middle Village?
It was right next to the Ubaduba on the other side.
Not far. Not very far.
Of course not. Of course.
I love this community.
But this was by like Fresh Pond and Elliott. There was one right there next to the Wendy's. And now the Wendy's is still there, and then they replaced it with a pet store and then whatever, and now there's a Subway across the
Interesting
street.
Interesting the things that have stayed and changed.
Yeah. So Quiznos was there. It was great. It was clutch. Gone. There was another one on Myrtle Avenue. It was another one on Myrtle next to a McDonald's, and that's gone. And the McDonald's was there for a while. Now that's gone. I think they're clothing stores now.
Quiznos still says some. They're still around.
I don't know if there's any in New York City left. Then there was another Quiznos.
Looking that up.
This was the third one that was quote unquote by me. This was also in like Middle Village. This was by Juniper Park.
Yeah, there was. I forgot there was one in Penn Station that closed.
Oh my God! Yeah. Yo, where are they? Where's Quiznos?
No way! It got replaced by Arby's.
Arby's. Arby's is trash.
There is an Arby's right by. There's an Arby's right by Middle Village, right by Funtopia.
Yeah.
Look at that. He wants to avoid saying the name.
It's holiday season, which means it's time to stock up on your favorite Backpack Broadcasting gear. Shop at the Backpack Broadcasting T Public Store via the store link on backpackbroadcasting.com. And enjoy the Black Friday deals from November 21st to 24th. And that's not all, guys. There's also a Cyber Monday sale from November 25th to 28th. Now you can cop some tees for as low as $14 or even save up to 30% off on gear from your favorite Backpack Broadcasting shows, including the Ain't Hard to Tell podcast. There's something for everyone this holiday season at the Backpack Broadcasting store.
Food places I miss...
TCBY. I missed that.
What's TCBY?
It's like a yogurt place.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never heard of
TCBY, yogurt place.
I don't think I heard of it.
Yeah.
Every time you road trip, you always like take that exit.
You know what I miss? This place still exists, and yeah. New Yorkers will know this. I used to like when I was young, Blimpy used to make these. Blimpy was a good sandwich shop. Authentic, still felt like New York sandwiches.
They're still around.
Yeah. There's not as many as there used to be. Mm. But they used to make the sandwich where they made you like a burger on the hero. Like they cooked the burger patty.
Chopped cheese?
And with cheese. It was kind of like chopped cheese. But it wasn't chopped.
Yeah.
Right? So you just had like the burger meat on the patties on the hero and it melted. And it was just, I don't know, the way they cooked the patty meat. I sound like I'm really getting happy about this and hungry about this now. But it was just,
Brian.
It was dope. Like, it was really good.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I remember a couple years ago, I was downtown Brooklyn. I was like, you know, I was like, oh, there's still a Blimpy's there on Willoughby for Brooklyn people who know where that is. And I went in and I was like, do you guys still make the sandwich with the, you know, the burger? They looked at me like I was crazy. Like, the young girl behind the desk, she was like,
you ain't no burgers here.
You better go to Shake Shack. Like,
right,
is that what she said?
No, she didn't say that, but she looked at me like that. Like, you need to go to.
How do you feel about Shake Shack?
Shake Shack's fantastic. That's my favorite fast casual burger.
I got two burger places.
Yeah, I know you're one of those people. I know you're one of the people that thinks Five Guys is better.
Nah, not necessarily.
I thought you talked about this before. I thought you said you like Five Guys better.
I like their fries better.
Oh, okay. All right.
Their burgers, you know what it is? I don't eat like that no more. I really try not to. And I haven't had Shake Shack or Five Guys in multiple years. But the thing with Five Guys is
a couple times
when I eat Five Guys, that makes my heart stop. That's how I know I can't eat that stuff that much. Like, it goes down strong.
Yo,
I'm like,
you yo, their stocks are plummeting right now. Like,
damn. Who? Yeah, you just get your five guys. Yeah, guess who's never going to be a sponsor of the A Hard to Tell podcast?
I don't want Five Guys as a sponsor of the A Hard to Tell podcast. To be honest,
I feel like they're a bad company.
No, but I'm not trying to endorse that food if it almost kills me when I eat it. Like,
hey, Five Guys, I'll take that check.
Your mom's going to visit.
Yo, Five Guys going to put the Uber Duber on you. They're going to be coming for you. They're going to put the Uber Duber on you.
Yo, nah, man, nah. Five Guys, nah. I'm a big fan of Bear Burger.
I think Shake Shack's way better than Bear Burger, and I like Bear Burger.
I haven't had Shake Shack in a while. I like Bear Burger more, though, because, like, well, I just like their burgers better. I could put egg on it. Like, come on, man.
I like it. Eggs on a burger's dope.
I think
egg
on
a burger's dope.
You would think that would make my heart stop, but I eat Bear Burger. I'm fine. I could still fight.
You guys should try the counter.
It always comes back.
You know what? That's a good... I was taught this.
That's a good indicator of how healthy the food is that you ate.
No, this is a good... No, this is... Yeah, something like that. Hold on. If you can still move, like if the food doesn't make you feel terrible after, Five Guys makes you feel terrible after. I eat Bear Burger, I get energy from that.
Remember the other day, and I talked to you this day, it was a couple weeks ago, to anybody who follows me on Instagram, I went to DeKalb Market in Brooklyn. I had this sandwich from, I think it's
Leone's. The big.
Yeah, it's huge. I had like the big.
2-foot-long sandwich.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, whatever, this day I was going to run some errands, and I said, you know, I'm DeKalb Market, they have a lot of different food from all different places down there. So I got, like, you know, try to keep it somewhat healthy. I know my coworker, Kenneth, she'll laugh at me for this. I got, like, some juice. I got, like, a, you know, smoothie, and I was like, man, I'm going to go get the sandwich. So I just got, like, a grilled chicken hero. Mm-hmm. And it was,
what kind of bread?
It was just a regular white Italian bread.
Oh, all right.
Probably not the healthiest bread option I could have. Probably should have went with some.
I'm trying to eat less and less bread. That's just me.
Anyway, I had it. Yo, you talk. That's the last meal I had that made me. I got the itis so quick, man. I sat on the phone after, and you were like, yo, man, I gotta take a nap.
I swear to God, that's how he got off the phone. He was like, yo, bro, I'm gonna take it. We went through some stuff. We were like planning some stuff, and then he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna take a nap," and I
had
you up after.
Like, I had some stuff to do after. Nah, I just had the sandwich,
but it went down like soul food.
It went down like soul food. I sat in the queue. It's a quick ride, 25
What's
minutes
this
to get.
Called?
It's called Leone's. They have a spot in Bensonhurst, and then they have one in DeKalb Market. Mm. But that's the last thing I ate that had me like, oh, it's time to sleep.
Wow.
And I really wanted to go. I really wanted to go to sleep.
I'm trying to.
But shout out to that spot, Leone's. Your hero was good though. It was dope.
Oh, you know what? You know what? When I told you about Inca's Chicken, which is a local spot.
I still have to check
in
out
Bushwick Rotisserie Chicken Spot. When I eat a quarter chicken from there, I'm good. When I eat a half chicken from there, I kind of want to sleep afterwards. It's really big. It's really good though. It's super good. Half chicken with two sides, and then there's another spot, Chicken House. Which is in Kew Gardens. There's two of them.
Chicken.
Oh, I love it. I love it. There's two chicken houses in Kew Gardens right next to each other. Next to this other spot that my brother recently put me on called Eva's, which is a healthy eating spot. It's kind of like Energy Fuel, but slightly cheaper. So Chicken House, basically what it is they'll put chicken. If you take it to go usually because it's a small place, you could get a half chicken. It's four pieces, obviously. They just cut it right in front of you because they're grilling it right in front of you. They throw it in a bag, give you some pita bread, and you could also order like a side of like rice, chicken rice, vegetables, salad, whatever, corn. You eat that, you'll fall asleep.
You'll
probably fall asleep.
Speaking of that.
And I haven't had it in a while, and I'm tempted. Pies and thighs also.
Which I haven't had either.
I told you about
that's
that.
That's real soul food, though. That's like,
pies and thighs in Williamsburg, they have This is one of the more recent unhealthy things I had, which was like super unhealthy.
He had it yesterday, guys.
I wish. I'm gonna have it soon, probably before Survivor Series.
Tonight.
Nah, but what's it called? It's a biscuit. It's like a buttermilk biscuit, I think it is. And they put like a piece of fried chicken inside.
I'm good.
It's really good. Now, you eat a few of those, they'll put you out.
So,
and they have mac and cheese.
Their mac and cheese is good. One of the things you made me think about that I miss, and I miss this in a recent sense in terms of food, when I used to work for News 12 and I was up in the Bronx, one of my two of the guys that were photographers there that were like camera guys with me sometimes, they both were Dominican. And, you know, one day I saw one of the first days I'll start doing news reporting, I came back and this dude had this like food, Dominican food. He had the yellow rice, the black beans, which I love. I love yellow rice and black beans, and like a half chicken. And I'm like, it smelled fantastic. I'm like, where'd you get this? He's telling me, he's like, yo, it's a spot called Brisas. Brisas del Caribe. They will give you the chicken, the yellow rice, the black beans for $6. And the food is so good.
Really?
Oh, so good.
Yo, you know what almost put me out one time? When we ordered Sophie's?
Yeah. Oh, this is better than Sophie's. This no, is better than Sophie's.
Because we were working on stuff that day. And you were like, yo, I'm going to order food. Because we were obviously hungry and we were going to eat or whatever. I don't remember what we were working on. We were supposed to be there for a while. We ordered Sophie's. Bruh, I had the itis and we had like hours left on whatever it is we were doing working on that day.
That's it. And you listen, so imagine doing this. I used to try not to eat this too early in my shift when I was reporting because I would have to wait because the food was so good. And I pretty much anytime I worked in the Bronx, I would always go and get it. Because one, it was like a reasonably healthy option.
Okay.
To some degree, you probably weren't getting enough greens. You're getting, it's like very heavy in starch. But, you know, Latinos and West Indians, we eat a lot of starch. So it is what it is.
That is very true.
In that regard.
I'm having some starch when I get home tonight.
But, of course you are. But, yo, their food was fantastic.
Yo.
I loved going there all the time. In fact, I'm craving it. I've been kind of looking for a close Brooklyn replacement. And I found one. Like, one day I was just like, I need that. Because this was, like, after I stopped working at U12.
Yeah.
So I looked for, like, a Dominican restaurant near me, and I found one. And they're good, but they're not
Reese's. They're not quite there.
They're not Reese's. You know when you have that, you're like, man, this is good. Reese's is good. Because they also don't have black beans. They're good, but they ain't that good. I had it the other night, too. Like, last weekend, I got some. Actually, last weekend, we recorded some stuff, and, like, I got it.
To bring it full circle, that's kind of how I feel if I ever eat Subway. Compared to, it's not Quiznos.
Subway's terrible.
Yeah, why do you even eat Subway?
No, I said if I
were. There goes me killing any chance of a Subway sponsorship.
I mean, if we're being honest.
just killed that.
If we want to be authentic, though, neither of us eat Subway.
Yeah, see, you can't have a podcast called Ain't Hard to Tell and be real about the food you eat and then take sponsorship from stuff you don't. But people do that all the time. Like, I don't believe that LeBron James drives a Kia. If you believe that.
I don't believe that he eats McDonald's like that either.
I don't believe he drinks Sprite anytime either.
He could probably drink McDonald's. He'd probably be all right.
He could drink McDonald's?
I mean, drink Sprite. He'd be all right. And eat McDonald's.
I'm fine. Just saying I don't think he's really. Listen, no, hold on. The whole campaign behind Sprite right now is about thirst. And what I want to say something.
LeBron be thirsty for
soda does not quench your thirst.
Sprite's pretty good, though.
I used to all be all about it. Here's the thing.
I don't drink soda.
Here's the thing. I haven't drank soda in almost 15 years.
Yeah.
Really? It's been that long?
Yeah.
You've never drank soda before.
I will have a ginger ale every now and then. My stomach's upset with something.
Sparkling water?
Yeah, or that.
Yeah.
But I haven't had Pepsi, Coke, Sprite.
I don't drink soda.
Orange soda.
You know what?
I haven't had that in about 15 years.
Like, I could never stomach it. It was always like too fizzy for me. I could never just stomach
it. I drank it as a kid, but then once I started working out kind of consistently around the age of 20, I just cut it out my diet. And if I look at it and somebody pours soda, like here's the thing, on a hot, I know we're going on a tangent here, but it's whatever. On a hot 95 degree day, and somebody could pour like, it's funny, somebody could pour like a Sprite, I'm never going to be like, that Sprite, which is funny because like LeBron James is literally in a commercial like that where somebody wants that, but I'm like never like, man, like that Sprite. I do like this water in this Ain't Hard to Sell cup that you can get at T Public.
Yeah, I drink water, Gatorade. I drink iced tea, still lemonade.
Yeah,
yeah, that's it. But I've always drank juices. Like even when I was younger, I drink Hawaiian Punch and stuff like that.
You can go to a whole nother area bad juices that you should not be drinking.
Oh, Kool-Aid.
Are you a Kool-Aid drinker?
I have. I did when I was young, a little bit, not much, but like when I had it, it was.
Yeah, I'm not drinking. I'm not drinking Kool-Aid.
Yeah, no.
Tang is dead.
Tang. Listen,
Yo.
Here's the thing. Tang is not good for you.
It's not.
But yo, my grandmother used to give me the Tang, man.
It was good, and you liked it.
It's not good for you, but it tasted good, man.
Anything orange, I'm a sucker for. So.
Oh, so you on that Sunny D?
Oh, how are you?
Sunny D don't taste good, though. Sunny D does not taste good, man.
No, it's all right. It's fine.
I don't like the taste. I mean, that's you. I just say I don't like the taste.
Now I just get regular orange juice. Not regular.
You're grown. Let me tell you something. When you're a grown person or you're making a decent enough money, because I'm not trying to shame anybody with has lower income options, because I understand that struggle.
Yeah.
Yo, man, you can't be drinking a Sunny D.
Sunny D tastes like...
You ain't got to do that no more.
No. I stopped that a while ago. What was the other thing
let's find out Brian's, like, joking. He's like, yo, he, like, goes to his fridge tonight, and he pulls out the Sunny D.
It's just orange juice.
He's like, man, I can't let Dexter know I'm drinking that Sunny D.
Nah, it doesn't taste... Nah. Once you drink regular orange juice, it obviously is a lot better, and you don't go back.
Fresh squeeze, man.
Okay. So
Yeah.
So I had this conversation, actually, with my mom recently. And also my fiance, we just happened to be we're talking the same thing, kind of about, you know, drink options you had as a kid. Tang came up, you know.
Capri Sun was the one I was trying to think of.
Capri Sun has some.
I'm not packing Capri Sun for my daughter with her lunch to daycare.
What are you packing?
Really?
Snapple
packs?
I pack water.
Okay, that's
interesting.
Yeah, she has a little juice when she gets home. We dilute that, but she has water. She ain't drinking that
Ocean
Capri Sun.
Ocean Spray is probably like, that's probably the top.
Nah. That's like mostly not real juice. No. And this goes to the point.
What are your favorite juices, though?
My favorite juices?
Yeah.
Tropicana.
When we was in high school, Arizona iced teas.
Well,
at
like
Arnold Palmer's.
Arizona's
a
like
lot.
Goat,
Arizona's a lot. I'm not going back to that, obviously. That introduced me to the Arnold Palmer.
I drink Arizona green tea. That I do drink.
I don't like green tea. I can't get it down. Like, it just doesn't taste very good.
What is wrong with you?
No, like, I drink it. I'm like, ugh.
I love tea. I love tea, period.
Tea's great.
I like tea.
You like green tea?
I don't. You know what, though? I don't drink tea unless I'm sick. Unless it's iced tea, but I don't like the unsweetened stuff.
Tea is
life,
man.
I don't like the unsweetened tea that they be giving
you in
restaurants.
And if you
drink a lot of tea.
I drink a lot of tea. And if you're West Indian, tea cures everything. Yeah, you're, like, raised on that. Like, tea cures everything.
I only drink it when I'm sick.
It doesn't really, but that's what
people tell me. Yeah. I only drink it when I'm sick.
Oh, so you only, okay, so here's the thing. We were having this conversation, and I was mentioning to my fiance that I'll never forget my mom got this juice. This has to be about, oh, man, this is probably like I just graduated college. So we're talking like 13 years ago. And I was home. I was still living at home. My mom, one day, I'm going to get some juice from the fridge, and my mom has this juice, which I'd seen before. Like, I'd seen it in stores before. I'd seen her buy it before, but I never really like looked at it. And I think this was when I was working out, so I was a lot more health conscious, or just started really getting into working out. And this is juice called Bright and Early. All right, anybody, you know what?
I don't think I heard of this.
Yeah, nah, do a Google search. Do Google search
Bright
right now.
And Early.
Do a Google search right now. And I hope you get a picture.
Bright and Early juice.
And I want you, yes, Bright and Early juice. You should see it. And I want you to look at this juice.
This looks interesting.
I want you to look at it. Look at the picture. Zoom in if you can. What's wrong with it? Brian, what's wrong with the juice?
All right. I'm making sure Greg gets that on camera.
What's the most glaring thing you see? If you're listening, people, and you have a chance to Google Bright and Early.
Bright and Early.
I want everybody to have a real-time reaction. What is problematic about this?
Okay, I'm going to read everything I see. This is not a lot.
Yep. Go ahead.
Fortified with a full day supply of vitamin C, 100% more DV of vitamin C than unfortified. Orange naturally and artificially... What? Naturally and artificially flavored drink, no juice? Wait.
The last thing you just said?
No juice?
Yeah.
Naturally and artificially flavored with no juice? Wait, how? What? Huh? I never had Bright and Early before.
Can you explain what it is that you might be drinking?
Not orange juice.
like, I just want people to understand.
Yo, it's weird.
There is a product out there that you will find that it will be next to Tropicana.
In stores that have an A on the health inspection.
Right? No. I'm just saying it's being advertised like it's juice, but literally on the box. It says no juice.
I want to know. You know what? I'm curious.
Like how you gonna buy? Like, yo, you want some orange juice? Like, yo, the orange juice says no juice.
Who's in charge of things like this, though? Like, who is the CEO of Bright and Early?
Oh, look at this. This is all. Look, you're growing.
No,
you're growing. I'm saying you're growing. You're now asking the questions that need to be asked because I've wanted to know this too.
With Uva Duba?
Yeah, I'm saying you didn't then. This was your past. But now you're learning. And through the episode, you now ask the immediate question.
But I would have.
Some information.
But here's the thing. If you would have started an Uba Duba in my neighborhood recently, I'd be asking questions.
Yo.
I ask questions for a living now.
I go back and ask.
We're talking about We're talking about a decade ago.
You got to have some reflection and go back and ask some questions, though, man.
But I didn't think of Uber Duber till today. After I'm how sure. long?
A name like that, I think about it. And the name changed.
Remember, the name changed when I was 11.
So here, so let me be fair.
John Cena dropped an album when I was 11. That's how long ago that was.
Wow.
So you, back then and, came out when I was 11.
And you listened to it.
I have.
Oh, Jesus.
I have.
All right. So I want to be fair. I want to be fair to Brighton Early, and I will be very clear about this already. They you're will not be a sponsor so of this podcast. That's for sure. You said they're killing folks, right?
No, we're killing so many companies today.
Yeah, no, but we're uplifting some others. I want that Bear Burger sponsorship. Yeah.
Uber Duba killed themselves with the name. Brighton Early killed themselves by their name and also not putting any juice.
And Ranch One killed themselves with the mob ties.
They did it to themselves. Like, that has nothing to do with us. Like, at all whatsoever.
That's why I never ate that.
But Brighton Early,
their chicken Philly was banging though.
How you gonna have
and cheap?
How you gonna have a name Brighton Early, which is, you know, most people,
you know what this means?
Most people breakfast choice in the or drink in the morning.
Yeah,
it's orange juice.
Yeah.
Most people. I have grapefruit juice
or milk if you have cereal. Yeah.
But most people go for orange juice. You're selling this wake up and have our drink, and that's what it is. Let me clear. It's not juice. It's drink, and they says it. It says naturally. An artificially flavored drink, and it says no juice. Now, what's crazy to me about this? What's crazy to me about this is I've seen other juices that I got in stores. I remember, never forget. I used to buy, I forgot what it's called, like a Tropicana fruit blend. They sell them sometimes. One time I picked it up in a corner store just to have, and then like one day I drank it, and like I never really looked at the back, and I turned it around, and it said 10% juice. And I was like, yo, what the hell am I drinking?
Yo.
I immediately took it and poured it down the sink.
Yo,
like, I was like, no.
All of what you said just made me think of two things. One, can you drink milk? Like, can you physically? Because you know how some people just can't.
Yeah, I love milk.
Okay. Do you drink milk now?
Yeah.
What you said, Greg?
Except I switch. I drink more soy milk now than anything.
Yeah, yeah, I try.
I can't drink whole milk.
I try to do that.
I don't have
too.
A problem. I just have switched. And
I drink that every night before I go to sleep. I drink milk every night before I go to sleep. It's weird.
It's like really something. It's always been calming to me. I kind of got that from my dad. My dad does that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not weird.
I do that, but
it's not weird to me.
Yeah, because you know some people are lactose, so I'm just looking out. Yeah. And what's it called?
But you asked, can we drink milk?
No. Just wondering if you could stomach it.
Yes.
And then the other thing this made me think of is stupid stuff we used to do as a kid, because we were talking about like
going to Uber Duber.
No,
that wasn't the stupidest thing.
No, just a lot of these bad like foods and stuff like that you could get away with because your metabolism is
different. Yeah.
So I remember going to basketball practice, right? This is what we used to do after basketball practice, which probably explains.
Oh, I did all kinds of awful
which probably explains why we didn't used to win a lot of games. But we used to go, there was this sort of intersection in Maspeth. It was right next to a hotel. There is a McDonald's and there is a Chinese food spot right next to each other.
Yeah.
We used to choose one or the other, or some of us would split and then just meet in one of them and be like, oh, there's space here. So you would
and
get
sit there and eat
whatever.
Yeah.
Bruh, I used to go crazy. Like, I'm talking double quarter pounder.
Oh, yeah.
Fries, 8 nuggets.
That just made my stomach turn.
A big high C. You can't do that anymore.
I haven't done it for quite some time.
If I ate that now, remember I told you my hot dog story. The 4th of July, I had a couple hot dogs for the first time in like 4 or 5 years, and I almost vomited. I cannot do that anymore.
Really?
Like I physically can't.
I still enjoy a good Nathan's hot dog when I get down to Coney
Island. Well, it wasn't Nathan's.
Oh, well, sorry to hear that.
What was it?
I don't remember.
It's called Brighton Early.
I don't remember, but it wasn't cooked poorly or whatever. You know, my father could actually cook well.
It's just when you haven't had something so long, your body's just like, nah.
Something like that. Like, if I have Five Guys now, it'll wreck me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, I just eat way differently now than I did 4 or 5 years ago. Where, like, before, McDonald's used to be routine. There's a McDonald's not far from where I lived at.
I haven't had McDonald's in a while,
I used to eat that every week. Just about. I used to eat it all the time.
Yeah, McDonald's not going to be a sponsor either.
That's Brighton Early.
That's Brighton Early. McDonald's. We don't want McDonald's to sponsor.
I'm just saying, this company.
I'll take Juice Shop. I'll take Energy Fuel.
This company's out here. Yeah, make sure at least your Juice Shop knows 100% juice. We don't want the no juice shop. The Brighton Early shop. Like, this company's out here killing folks. You know what? Here's what sucks, man. And this is the real behind it. Not to get really serious about it, but when you won't see. Look, the places I'm able to shop now, I'm not going to see bright and early there.
That's true.
But if you're in some lower income neighborhoods where you got, like, you know, the local grocery stores that go there, a lot of people, if you live in the city, you'll understand where this is. If you're in New York, Chicago, L.A., you'll understand this stuff. You go there and you're looking for the cheapest option because you don't have a lot of good options.
Or just don't want to spend on a better option.
Right.
Like, there's a reason.
Because you might have to think about spending your money elsewhere or for whatever reason.
There's a reason why, and I shop for peanut butter. There's a reason why when you're going to get peanut butter, there are some jars that are $1 or $2, and there are some jars of the same size that are $16 because that's probably the best healthy option. Now, I'm not buying the $16 one because I'm not paying $16 for a jar of peanut butter. But
if you could, you probably would.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you can't. And that's what I'm saying. We often make choices about what we could and can't do. And sadly, there's
my brother's tried that one, and he said it's very good.
As much as I laugh about it, I get sad thinking, about the folks that actually have to say, yo, this is the best option I can do, and I have to take bright and early. And I do think it's sad that the FDA approves this. Yeah. Like, nobody should be drinking this. Yeah. Nobody. Regardless of how much money you have or you don't have, like, nobody should be drinking bright and early.
Yeah.
Nobody probably should be drinking Sunny D.
Yeah.
You drank tons of that as a kid.
Oh, Sunny D. Yeah.
I did.
Sunny nobody D's should probably terrible. Be giving their kids Capri Sun.
Sun-kissed. None of these. Like, orange soda?
But I'm telling you, man. Look at some of these drinks you're
grape
drinking.
Grape soda?
Look at the back.
Yeah. I told you, even through my.
Or just taste it.
I got some of it's not good. I got caught with that Tropicana blend, because I saw the name Tropicana and I drink their real juice. And this was like, it said 10% juice. And I was like, but here's the thing. At least that had 10% juice.
Yeah.
Bright and Early doesn't have any juice. But I got to respect Bright and Early because they're like straight up about it. They're telling you right on the box,
there's no juice in here, bro.
It's some degree.
There's no juice, bro. I'm just letting you know.
I got to respect. And what I tell you, so I told you, I saw this girl bringing it back.
Yeah.
I saw it and I told my mom, I'm like, Ma, what's this?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, it's the orange juice. Mom, there's no juice, though. Like, it says it right
on the box. How old were you again?
I was like 23.
So if you were like 10, 8, my age when I was going to Ooba Dooba, would you have figured out that there was no juice on the box?
Yes, I probably would at some point, and I would have questioned it and said something. Okay. I think
I would have, too, if I seen it on the box.
When I told my mom that, she didn't buy it anymore. I get it. She probably didn't even see it. Picked it up real quick. Like, this is on sale. I don't even think she noticed it. Generally, she buys, like, Tropicana and stuff like that. She probably just like, oh, it's on sale. Doop.
Yeah.
Got it.
That happened, yeah.
And I think she was just, and she got it a couple times. And my dad was, my dad was just like, oh, that tasted good, though. I'm like,
my dad would be the same way.
I'm like, Dad, it's not good for you. He's like, yo, but it tasted good.
All right, let's pick a 51 and wrap this up. We still have to pick an athlete.
I forgot about that.
We still have to pick an athlete.
The only sports we talked about was LeBron.
Sprite.
Going Sprite.
Who cares? Like,
yeah. Oh, one thing before we get to that number. You know what? It made me feel kind of old recently, and I've said this around a couple times in terms of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I've seen a basketball game where somebody's playing, and somebody will miss a dunk or they go up for a dunk, and the ball catches the front of the rim. And I would say, I said this sometime to somebody around when we were working in our last place of employment. And I was like, yo, the person caught a Sprite. And like whoever was younger was like, what? And, like, do you know?
Oh, the commercial.
So you know that. Yeah, but a lot of times I talk to younger people, you be like, yo, that person caught a Sprite. They have no idea what that means.
We missed out. If it wasn't for my older brother, I would have missed out on a lot of
stuff. And I realized how that phrase, in terms of people that watch basketball, is now really just part of my generation. And, like, if you haven't seen it, you don't get it.
Think about it. Even in the internet age, there are a lot of people like me, my age group, who grew up not knowing what is Illmatic, what is 90s hip hop, what is Reasonable Doubt, what Jay-Z was before the Black Album. You know what I mean? Like, there are a lot of people that just don't have any recollection of
that's crazy. What's crazy to me is, like, in most of the stuff, it's like, yo, you could, especially with music, you can go back and find out real easy.
Oh, especially now?
Yeah,
remember, YouTube was invented in 2005.
Yep.
And after, right, like 2006, 2007, I remember because we had these like tablets in middle school or whatever. Not tablets, but like laptops that you could, I guess, turn into tablets or whatever.
Huh.
So we used to just not pay attention in class and just look up stuff like that all the time. We would not pay attention at all. Now that I think about it.
But nobody took the time. to look up Uba Duba. That's nobody.
It was called Funtopia at that time. Oh, it was already called Funtopia at that time.
See, that's the thing. Like, why did
people
name?
People changed. I don't remember. I don't remember that well. At least that I remember other stuff. But I remember that age, that part of my life where screensavers were very big back then. Putting wallpapers on your laptop, yes. So people would put pictures of like Dipset. People would put pictures of like Buffy the Body. Vita Guerrero, because at that time.
Oh, man. I had a couple Vita Guerrero wallpapers. Yeah. Oh, man. I wonder how Vita Guerrero looks right now.
All right, Google.
Google's been our friend. Let's see. Bill's been our friend.
Vita Guerrero 2018. Whoa.
Yo, you're laughing. Oh, that first. Did you see the first? Is he at the first picture?
Yeah, the one in the blue.
That's not flattering.
Yeah,
that's not flattering. How old? I don't even know how old she is.
She's in her 40s. She's definitely in her 40s.
Yeah, she still looks solid. She was a very attractive model.
I thought she had more ass than this.
That had a lot of nice assets.
I can say that.
You can. Okay. That had a lot of nice assets. She's aged well though.
I thought she had more ass than that.
Now, from what I remember, I don't know what wallpapers you had, but the wallpapers I had, that's what it was about.
I didn't have Vita Guerrero wallpaper. I had Trish Stratus. That was my first celebrity crush.
I had Vita Guerrero. I had Monica, a whole bunch of people, some sports stuff. It was that was your thing. You had to have your wallpaper, your computer, and your desktop.
Yeah. I
had a desktop. I had to change it because my mom saw it. It was like, what's that? So I couldn't have that on for too long.
Yeah.
And like I had my own personal computer. So.
Personal desktop to yourself. You can't do that.
Yeah, I didn't have that. Can you imagine? No. My parents have been like, I'm West Indian. They're like, your own computer?
The whole thing is yours.
No. Like, they're like, no, you don't even pay rent here. You're not having that.
Yeah. But I had Trish Stratus.
Trish Stratus.
Yeah, she recently came back to wrestling.
I'm thinking, like, you knew Vita Guerrero. As when I'm looking at Vita Guerrero, that was like late high school. How old were you looking at Vita Guerrero now? I think about it.
Oh, bro, we were little problematic kids at IS 93. What you mean?
In middle school? Man.
Brian's whole childhood is crazy.
Yeah, because I was like, yo, that was thing. Like, that was like late high school to college. Yo,
the whole thing.
Damn, these middle school kids was.
Start early.
Man. All right, let's pick a number.
Yeah, and Buffy the Body was the other one because she was big at that time. And Jennifer Lopez, too, obviously, because, you know.
Still big.
Yeah. Stacey Keibler was another one. Tori Wilson was another one.
He's got. Look at you. You can remember all that, but couldn't remember to ask what Uba Duba meant.
All right, okay. Number 51.
Yes, please. Let's move along.
So we got. We're gonna start the bidding off with Michael Doliak.
Nope.
Former Knick, who is one of the worst NBA Live players ever in 2004.
NBA Live.
Oh my god.
Say NBA.
Everything comes back to a video game or year of video game. Everything comes back.
I
to
remember it. Using the Knicks that year because I remember I was a big Allen Houston fan. Michael Doliak was terrible. I released him.
He had some good years.
Released him and Frank Williams right away.
Listen, I don't want to talk about that ever next basketball. I don't.
Hit the playoffs that year. How?
I don't.
How?
And got swept by the Nets.
Lawrence Funderburk.
No. Yeah, it's a player I remember. It's a great name, man. Funderburk's a very strong last name.
Boban Marjanovic.
Nah.
Okay, fine. Randy Johnson.
Definitely in the running.
The big eunuch. So is Boban. Another worse in the running, Ichiro.
Definitely in the running. Yeah.
Bernie Williams.
Yeah. Yep.
Trevor Hoffman. 51 is pretty strong, man.
It is.
Tequio Spikes.
Definitely good.
Very good linebacker.
Yep.
Jonathan Vilma. Yeah.
Very good linebacker.
One of my favorite football players from that era of when I was a Jeff fan.
Yep.
And one of the first football jerseys I ever had was first was Keyshawn Johnson with the Jets, then Curtis Martin, then Jonathan Vilma.
That's crazy. Keyshawn Johnson was also my first football jersey.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no. Steve Young was first, actually. Oh. I had a Steve Young one when I was 3, and then Keyshawn. I was a Jet for Halloween one time, and Keyshawn Johnson
I'm sure
was
you
the...
scared everybody with those glasses.
And James Farrier, another former Jet, was
this is actually a good
so
one.
So we can immediately get rid of Michael Doliak, Lawrence Funderburk, I guess Boban.
Yeah, he's gone.
James Farrier is gone. What did you say, Greg?
You hate Doliak.
He's terrible.
I think I know who I'm going with. I think the number, when I think about it, it's two people that definitely.
We're not going Trevor Hoffman.
No, he's not. I'm talking about who jumps to my mind first.
We're not going Ferrier. We're not going Tequila Spikes, I don't think. Either.
Bernie Williams has a dare, but no. I'm putting my votes for Ichiro, man.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, my votes for Ichiro.
Because you know what it is? It's like, when I think of that number.
I think of him. It's funny. I wouldn't mind giving it a co thing with him and Randy Johnson because they both. wore it for the same team.
Yeah. Yeah. But Ichiro was.
But here's the thing. Ichiro to me is just like he was the, you know, I think people will think about this when he gets put in the Hall of Fame. The one of the most exciting and best non-power hitting players. And I always liked that guy that could kind of lead off, slap the ball the other way, use his speed, and he could still hit to like late in his career.
He's one of my favorite players ever.
Yeah, man.
He was small. He had a great, he had a big arm in the outfield also.
Yes. You know, you root for everybody as small. Y'all small people always stick together.
We got to stick together, man.
Y'all have to.
We got to stick together. He's taller than me, but we got to stick together. He was debut. It's crazy because he debuted at 27 years old.
I know.
And still got to 3,000 hits.
That's how good he was. And if you probably counted
he
hits
at
all.
27?
Yeah, if you.
Yo,
he's
bro,
got,
he turned 28 in October of that year.
And you got all his professional hits if you count him for Japan. He's got over 4,000 hits in his career.
You know, it's funny because I was still a kid at that time, but I do remember how big of a deal it was when him and when Albert Pujols were like that sort of next generation coming up that year because Albert Pujols was also a rookie. I think they were both rookies of the year that year. In American League and National League, respectively.
I believe that's correct.
Man, like, if you want to hit with two very good rookies in 1 year in baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Ichiro was also, I hated playing against him in video games.
Oh, here we go. Told you. I had to come
back
to
video games. You ever played Baseball Advance?
No.
It was a Game Boy
game. What game have you not played, Dad? like, you know, no wonder you went Uber Duba all the time. It's all about games. That's all it's about. I got him. That's all you did.
Yo. Coincidentally, I'm wearing a hat with who? Evie on it.
Yeah, this is where we know to wrap it up. All right, it's been great. If you didn't learn anything from this episode, it's you should question everything. You should never walk into a place called Uba Duba. You should never drink juice that says no juice on it. Look at the back of your juices. You should question everything. Yeah. You should always be questioning everything. Yeah.
And you can also accept science and religion simultaneously.
And
I just want to point that out.
You can also go back and look at some of the things that you didn't question and then question them.
And fix it later in life.
You can do that. It's okay to go back and look at stuff from, you know, remember the places you've been before, the things you missed, the food you've missed, and, you know, question some things. But remember, don't go in a place called Uba Duba. Do not, anyway, take your kids to a place called Uba Duba. That's it. Episode 51 of the Ain't Hard to Sell podcast.
You forgot to mention the Cleveland Steamers.
I didn't. That's something I want to forget.
We're good.
We're good on that. That's it for episode 51 of the Ain't Hard to Sell podcast, the Ichiro episode. Please be sure to support us on Patreon. Easy to subscribe for extra content that we have, as little as $3 a month. Be sure to leave us a good review on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can give us a really good rating. We would gladly appreciate that.
Surveys, too.
Survey. We also have to get your feedback on what we're doing. We'd love to hear that from you. But we love all the support you guys have given us. Another fun episode. Another good one. Until next time, for Brian Fonseca, I'm Dexter Henry. Peace.